If you're a blind professional and you're dependent on the versatility and power of a fully-fledged Windows-based laptop computer, chances are that, like most of us, you've worked out very quickly that you save a lot of battery life by turning the screen off entirely. So why should a blind person buy a laptop with a screen? Why not purchase a laptop that has no screen at all and gives you more battery life and cuts the cost as well as the weight? And what if a screen reader was thrown in as part of the package? Well, we don't have to talk about what if anymore because such a product now exists. It's LapTalk from Beyond Sight, and to tell us about it, here's Jim Marciner.
Well, LapTalk is a product that is really a full-blown PC with the convenience of a note-taker. We've actually just switched chassis and got a little bit of extra weight, but we're getting 20% more battery life, and we're getting two PCM size slots and a serial port, whereas the other chassis we don't have. And what it is really basically a laptop computer that has much more battery life, much more convenience. With everything built in, it's got a built-in CD-ROM, built-in floppy, one serial port, one parallel port, an infrared port, a modem, an Ethernet board, two PCM size slots, two stereo speakers. It has a multi-channel sound chip built into it, so you can be checking your email as you're playing a CD. Basically, what I tried to do was design a system that would allow a blind person to have the flexibility of carrying around one product that did multiple things. And as a blind person myself, I traveled a lot, so I was always carrying my CD player, my cassette recorder, my note taker, my computer, my scanner. I was carrying everything, and I just needed to scale down, and I figured that if I could design something that would allow a blind person to carry around one product that would take the place of a PC and a note taker, the blind person would be able to save quite a bit of money because note takers are very expensive and PCs are very expensive. So what we did was we worked very closely with GW Micro and integrating WindowEyes Professional into the system. And this is actually running Windows XP Home. And so you have a full-featured, full-rich screen reader along with the PC at one price. So that's what essentially we did.
Now, so we've got here a full-featured laptop without a screen. What covers the keyboard? Because normally you shut the lid of a laptop and that covers the keyboard and protects it.
Well, basically it does come with a carrying case. And basically, when you want something in your lap, like your note taker or something, you have it, uncovered so you can type and all that. It does come with a nice carrying case, and so that would cover the keyboard for you.
Okay, and you pull it out of the carrying case when you want to use it.
Yes, that's correct. The system is now 3.5 pounds, and the reason why I went to this chassis instead of 2.6 is essentially for 20% more battery life, the PCM size slots, and a serial port. But basically, you sit it on your lap, and you have a lightweight portable system that has everything built into it, whether you want to play your music CDs or whether you want to play a game or whether you want to check your email, that type of thing. In fact, one of the things that we're working on is to be able to add a wireless modem to it. So you can sit out in your backyard or check your email on a bus or, that type of thing. We didn't want to limit what people could do. As you know, note takers have limitations. And then computers have limitations usually of the battery life. But we're getting excellent battery life out of this, and that's what makes it very unique. I can actually use this at my work and not plug it in at all and use it all day long and not worry about it.
Yeah, and there's no doubt that when people get smart enough, who are blind professionals, get smart enough to turn off their screens, you do get a huge boost of battery life, and that's probably one of the first things that a user of a laptop realizes. But then, of course, you've got the weight involved of lugging around a screen that you don't really need. Now, what happens if you get into a bit of a bind, though, and for whatever reason the computer's not booting up or not doing what you expect and you need some sighted assistance? You can plug in a monitor to a monitor port, can you?
Yes, it does have an external monitor port, and it, as soon as you plug it in, it automatically grabs it, and you have instant access that way. The other inconvenience of a laptop is that if you stick a laptop on your lap and you're on a bus, if that bus makes any kind of braking at all, that is going to be top-heavy, and, you know, it's not going to be easy for you to handle. Anytime, you know, I've owned a laptop for, probably the last 10 years. I've owned different laptops. And my biggest complaint is I couldn't take it into a doctor's office and sit there and read a book. I'd always have to bring my note taker and have to take it from my computer, my scan book from my scanner to my computer, then from my computer to my note taker, and then I could take the note taker to, you know, like the doctor's office to read it on the fly. Well, I had a doctor's appointment today. Guess what I took? I took the laptop. It was perfect. The other big thing that is with battery life is that a lot of the laptop that you're using, when you go into the suspend or hibernate features of it, your speech, you know, half the time won't come up. In fact, it's usually more than half the time. So for you to use the advanced battery-saving features in a normal laptop is, you know, not very useful.
All right. What about Braille input? Because a lot of people like their Braille notes or their Braille lights or whatever they happen to be using because they can cruise along at quite a fast speed in Braille. Have you considered modifying something so that the home row can be used as your six Braille input keys?
Yes, we are actually going to introduce a software program that will do that. But, you know, I gotta walk before I run.
Yeah,
and the whole idea is to get something that has the flexibility of both, and then we also want to introduce the ability to take a small portable Braille display and hook it to it very easily, which, you know, there are very, very small Braille displays out there, and we're going to probably use them as an add-on, and then eventually we want to have a built-in one, but that's for the future.
Now, your press releases and even in the comments you've made today have indicated that WindowEyes is integrated. What does that actually mean? I mean, what's the difference between just getting an ordinary copy of WindowEyes Professional and putting it on the hard disk?
This is actually integrated into the system so that it goes to the system. You don't actually get the WindowEyes CD. That's how we've been able to make it a more reasonably priced system. We've actually done a lot to make it more convenient for blind people to be able to afford different systems like the desktop, which is basically a cheap desktop computer that sells for under $1,000. But by integrating it, I can sell it for cheaper. If they want the CD, then it's just, you know, like a $395 upgrade.
I presume you get what you get. If you're already an owner of WindowEyes, you can't get a discount and install your WindowEyes that you already have.
Not really, because of the agreement we have with GW Micro. But a lot of things that that they can do is, for example, GW Micro will relicense the software for $75. So if they already own a copy of WindowEyes and they're not going to use it, then they can, you know, sell it to a friend or to an agency, and it's just a re-registration fee of $75. So basically, that'll help them with the purchase also.
What's the deal with future upgrades of WindowEyes when 4.3 comes out or whatever the next version is going to be called?
Well, the next version that they've got that they're working on right now will be a free upgrade, and all they have to do is download it. So, you know, they can just hook it up to the modem of the laptop and download it, and it'll work just fine.
And then if a paid version comes out, are you able to just get the CD from GW and install over the top of what you have on the laptop?
No. What they'll have to do is actually purchase the CD for that upgrade charge, and then any upgrade charges that GW Micro charges for their normal upgrade.
Right, yep.
But I can see a lot of people just using the software for a long time. Our philosophy is, if with computers and adaptive technology, if it does what you want it to do right now, there's no reason to upgrade. But when it stops doing what you want it to do, then is the time to upgrade.
And presumably, though, one of the advantages of what you're doing is that it is a standard laptop. So if there's a successor to Windows XP, for instance, there's no real reason why a blind person who feels comfortable doing so couldn't just upgrade the operating system on it, right?
That is correct. And the other thing that we've done with this particular chassis is we have an easily removed battery. So you can it's right at the front, so you can just pop it out, pop the new one in, if you find that you're running low on battery life. What we tried to do is use commercially available products to work with, so that we can keep the cost low rather than trying to, you know, specifically, you know, come up with every individual design part.
So what kind of battery life are you estimating the laptop will provide?
Well, we can get about 5 hours of just typing away constantly with speech, but I don't know anybody that can type for 5 hours straight. I'm getting a full day's worth of use at my work, and I'm there, you know, 9-10 hours a day sometimes, and I still have plenty of battery life left. So we are doing battery tests right now. We're hoping to get about I'm hoping to get between 12 and 15 hours of use.
And what brand are the components of the laptop that you're using?
We're using all brand name type components like Seagate hard drives and, you know, just typical, very typical brand name manufacturer CD-ROMs and floppies and hard drives and everything.
Okay, so you build them. It's not like you've got a surplus of, say, Toshibas or Compaqs or something and just taken the screen off. You're building them from scratch?
Well, we're buying already ready chassis and then working. We actually are buying already designed chassis, but we're having to take the screens off the chassis before we even start. There's a lot of people think that just taking a screen off a normal laptop is all you have to do, but there really is a lot more to it than that. You know, you can't have wires that are just disconnected in there. There's quite a bit involved.
Right. So is there a particular brand, is there a manufacturer that you are buying the chassis from?
Yes, but we keep that as a company secret.
Okay.
We don't really want competitors to know exactly what we're doing.
Now, what if people really like the product, but they have been a JAWS user for years and are worried about the learning curve, and they just, for whatever reason, prefer or HAL or JAWS or whatever they like to use? Is there any, can they presumably install the existing copy of the screen reader they have on the laptop and use that?
Of course. And as you know, as a blind person, a lot of blind people already have two screen readers anyway. But it'll install right over it. I have OpenBook and Kurzweil and all the adaptive technology working on it fine. Basically, the whole idea of this system is to have no things that they can't access. Like, for example, you know, note takers, there's things that you can't do on a note taker. There's some things that note takers do that a PC won't. That's what we try to do, is make it easily accessible for everybody. Now, the only thing about JAWS is that we haven't been able to make it come up all the time in the energy-saving features that we're using. So,
right.
You know, that's the issue.
So there may be a lengthy boot-up time as opposed to the WindowEyes integration, which will just turn on and be up in a few seconds.
Yes, actually, what we have is we actually have the sleep mode as coming up in 1 second. And so you're ready to type just like you do on a note taker. Then when it goes into a hibernate mode, it's 18 seconds. And a hibernate mode means it completely goes to sleep. You know, you could keep it in hibernate mode for days and not have to charge. And but your normal boot up process of a computer like this is about a minute and a half.
Yeah,
but you can see it's considerably faster.
Now, the specs of the machine, it's a gigahertz processor and 256 megs of RAM, I think, from memory.
That is correct, and a 20-gig hard drive. And the memory, since we switched chassis now, will go up to 512.
Okay, that's an optional extra, is it?
Yes, that is correct.
All right. Now, the DeskTalk, that's a low-cost desktop, presumably without a monitor as well.
That is correct. It does have a monitor port. It's basically the same specs as the laptop. And it has two stereo speakers. Of course, they're external, not like internal speakers on the laptop. Basically, the way we designed this one is for an entry-level blind person who's been saving money and can't afford to, buy a full-blown screen reader with a computer. And that's what it's designed for, is the first computer that a blind person can buy under $1,000.
Now, that isn't bad at all, considering that you're getting Window Eyes Professional bundled with that as well.
That is correct.
All right. And the laptop, that's, 1,700?
We're actually running a show special for the ACB and NFB conferences of $1,695 till July 15th. The introductory special of $1,795 is on till September 1st. One of the things about the laptop that's really kind of cool, though, is like, for example, I was working in the garage this morning. I'm playing the CD player through it as I'm doing things around in the garage. And then when it was my doctor's appointment, I, threw it in the bag and went to the doctor's and then decided to read a book right there in the doctor's office. And, there's nothing to it, And I can actually hit the power button on the laptop and turn it off instantly so that, I'm on the fly when they called my name. I hit the button, close the case, and walk into the doctor's office. You really can't do that too easily with a laptop. A regular laptop.
And scanners are getting more and more portable, too, so there may be advantages because you can have whatever OCR product you want to use. You can take it along and read anything at meetings and all kinds of stuff, I guess, in theory.
Yes, that is correct. I use the little Kano scanner, which is a very small, lightweight scanner, and we're trying to decide which carrying case that we want to use. We really want to listen to to blind people and see really what they want. And that was another reason why we switched to this other chassis, is because, I could get two PCM slide slots, a serial port, and add extra memory and 20% more battery life. And what people were saying to me is they wanted these things. And so we went from 2.6 pounds to 3.5 pounds, but we were able to add those. And with the carrying cases, I have two different design carrying cases, and one that fits the laptop, snugly, and it's very small and portable. And then I have one that's just a little bit bigger that you can put your laptop in and put your Kano scanner right in the same carrying case, and it fits just exactly perfect to the Kano scanner. And then you have your portable reading machine with everything you need. And so I'm trying to figure out which carrying case we should offer people. So if anybody has input, then I would much appreciate it, because that's what we're doing this for, is to build, systems for blind people.
What happens if it breaks? I mean, servicing issues, how will they be handled?
You just send them back to us. We do all servicing.
Okay.
We've been building desktop computers for many, many years and been in this industry since 1989, so we have a very good reputation.
Presumably, though, if you were able to divulge at some point the manufacturer of the basic component, the chassis in there, that, like, if it's a brand that's recognized around the world, you could actually take it to your local dealer of that particular brand and have it dealt with in your own hometown and potentially turn it around quicker.
Well, as much modifications as we've done to the original chassis, that might be a little tough. As soon as you do anything to any kind of chassis, they usually don't honor any kind of warranty.
Okay. So is Beyondsight offering a warranty itself for the laptop unit?
Yes, 1 year, 100% parts and labor.
Okay. What sort of reaction are you getting to this? Because I've been reading so much traffic on the list. I imagine if that's any measure of the interest in this, you must have been pretty run off your feet with inquiries over the last few days.
We've actually sold, this starts shipping in July, and we've actually sold most of the ones we can build in July. And so we're getting an extraordinary reaction. When people realize that, you know, the difference between the laptop and a regular laptop, the convenience factor is much, much easier. I can actually walk from room to room with this, you know, just grab it and tuck it underneath my arm and walk from room to room while I'm listening to a book that I've scanned in or playing music or, you know, sit out in the yard and check my email with this thing on my lap instead of, you know, always having to sit at a desk. I don't know about you, Jonathan, but sitting at a desk all day long kind of gets, you know, wears on my back and everything else. So when I get home and I'm working at home, I'm now sitting in my easy chair, my lazy boy, and with the laptop on my lap and checking my email and doing the things that I need to be doing in much more comfort. And that's really what I designed it for. I really started designing this for me, for me personally. Decided that seeing as I like it so much and I'm using it for everything I want to do, that, you know, there probably is a market for it, and I think I called it right.
And you're happy with Windows XP and how that's performing?
I am. I wasn't at first. There was a lot of bugs that had to be fixed and a lot of issues that had to be worked out, but XP is actually a very stable operating system. Are you using XP yourself, Jonathan?
Yeah, I must say I think it's the best thing Microsoft have ever done in terms of operating systems. Now, there are a few learning curve issues, maybe, to configure it the way Windows used to look and feel, but, man, it stays up for days and days. I love it.
Yes, I'm the same way. And what we do for people, too, is we, you know, give it all the classic view and everything so that there's really no learning curve with this. One thing that I forgot to mention, that we are including my Office suite, which has a word processor, a spell checker, a database. We're writing instructions on how to use, you know, the Windows address book for their, you know, for their addresses and contacts list. One of the things that I used to really bother me is with my note taker, I was always taking down phone numbers and addresses and stuff, and I could never sync it with my computer. Even though I had an infrared port, you know, I could move the files back and forth, but, you know, I always was taking the information then from my note taker and having to type it into my laptop. And my laptop, you know, that was just, you know, twice as much work. I'm too busy to do that all the time. And, you know, why shouldn't we be able to do the same things that the sighted people do? Put it in one, and you're done.
So how well does the My Office suite work with WindowEyes?
Fabulous. Pretty flawlessly. Spell checker works fine. Everything, it really runs real similar to Word. You know, same, a lot of the same commands like F7 for the spell checker. So it really works well.
Excellent. Well, now, if people want more information about laptop or desktop, for that matter, how do they get in touch with Beyond Sight and get more info?
Well, they can call our store. We actually have the largest selection of low vision and blind aids in the United States, and we've been doing this since 1989. And they can just call us at 303-795-6455. They can also write to me at jim@beyondsight, that's BEYONDSIGHT.com. Or if they have support questions, they can write to support@beyondsight.com. And we do have a web, which there's some information on our web, and it's www.beyondsight.com.
And you guys are going to be at both conventions, are you?
Yes. We'll be showing the laptop at the GW Micro booth. And then we'll be having a booth at the NFB conference also. Next year we will have our own booth at each one of them, and there's been a lot of people calling us to see if they can actually distribute this product. We actually had a call from the UK, which looked like we might make an agreement there. We've had calls from South Africa. Mr. Nebel in South Africa is interested in carrying it there. It's actually, I'm absolutely shocked on the response that I've got for something that I was just going to build for myself. I'm one of those convenience kind of people. I want something that's convenient, easy to use, and, you know, have everything in one instead of having to carry many, many different things around with me.
Well, we'll be doing a wander around at the exhibit hall at the ACB convention and reporting back on Main Menu, so I'll certainly look forward to getting my hands on one and reporting back. And I appreciate you giving up some time to speak with us. I know there's been a lot of interest, and I'm sure that clarifies a lot of the questions that people have.
Well, thank you very much, Jonathan, and I would much appreciate your feedback on it and the feedback of your listeners.